Hi, and welcome back to Randy Plays Games RPG. It's the second installment of our Rat Queens adventure. I think the first one went quite well.
Yeah.
I'm Randy, and with me is...
I'm Amanda.
I'm Ashley. I'm just so glad to be back.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Allison.
And they are playing the Rat Queens quite well, I must say. It's been a lot of fun so far. We started out last time with them being chased by a purple worm. Which is exactly what it sounds like.
Quotey fingers.
They ran into a magic barrier that stopped the worm, and they found themselves in a Dwergar settlement, which is a bunch of evil dwarves, but it had been abandoned. And then they wandered off into a dark wizard had been living there, and he had this big book of spells and a ritual to open a plane to the Netherworld to get his girlfriend back from the satyrs. Because they took his girlfriend, and they're all horrible, and all women are terrible, and ethics and necromancy, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then they had to fight a Nothic, which is maybe a wizard turned into a dark creature, and an imp that stung Hannah almost to death, and then fled invisibly.
Son of a bitch.
Jerk.
And as they were finishing up their investigation of the wizard's cottage, Betty looked out and saw about 10 skeletons making their way in. And that's where we pick up.
Yeah.
So, Betty.
Do these particular skeletons look like they'd make a good bone broth?
If you were to kill them all, probably so, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, then I think I know what I would like to try to do.
Okay.
I would like to try to attack said skeletons with my short bow.
Okay. So you're going to fire at them from inside the cottage? Okay.
I have in my head that she's going to try to chew on one of their head before the end of this.
This would make a mean ramen.
That looks like a low number.
It looks like a 50. It's a 5. That's a lie. It's a 5
plus your
5. So we're looking at a 10? Big 10.
Yeah, unfortunately, you fire and it goes right through one of their bones.
Yeah, they're actually probably pretty hard to hit.
Yeah, it goes right through where there would have been meat if it was not a skeleton. And they hiss and their sort of red eyes glow and they start charging at you guys. And we'll roll initiative.
Do they say anything like, "It's great to see you, ghouls"? Like the Crypt Keeper?
These are not so much the jokey kinds of skeletons, sorry. No puns.
I'm thinking Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, Clash of the Titans Army style. Classic, your classic...
This is
houses.
A crappy dice.
Right? Do you
want to
switch? Because mine's awful. I got an 8.
All right. Viola has an 8.
I guess. What kind of roll is it again?
D20 plus your initiative roll.
Initiative
is a 3.
No, so I have a 6 in total. It's not good, guys.
Wow.
Good.
I got last this time around. That's
I know.
You know you're rolling bad.
You know what? I switched dice. I left my Disco Bob... Disco dice here for this plain orange one.
Yeah.
That was a poor decision.
I'm going to
go with Disco.
Yeah, I got a 7.
D has a 7.
I'm
all right.
Above everyone. I'm going to murder some skeletons.
20.
All right, not everyone.
So, I'm a necromancy savant, so do I have special knowledge about these skeletons?
You will definitely have some knowledge.
Who needs knowledge when you can stab them with a battle axe?
In fact, it is your turn, so let's give a perception to see if you heard Betty... cursing as she missed with the bow.
Okay.
Betty didn't
this is pretty easy. This is DC 5. All you need is a 5 or better.
Okay, 9.
Okay. So, yeah, you hear it. You hear Betty over there cursing about missing.
Okay.
And you look out and see about 10 skeletons coming towards. Give me an arcane roll.
Okay.
And you have a plus 2 on it because you're a necromancer, so.
So, plus 8 all together?
Plus 8 altogether.
Okay. Yes. Ooh. Which is 12, so.
Okay. So you know these are animated dead. You know that they tend to be raised as servants.
Okay.
They tend to be sort of obedient servants. They're not super smart. They can fight and wear armor. They can load catapults. They can scale ladders, that kind of thing. They can do basic tasks.
So they were probably in servitude to the necromancer whose house I'm in.
That is your guess, yeah.
That's my guess. Would it be possible, with my knowledge, to... pretend to be this necromancer enough to where these skeletons would serve me instead?
Well, he was a Dwergar.
Yeah.
And you're a half-elf.
But could I do, like, some kind of illusions or something?
You do have minor illusion, don't you?
I do have minor illusions.
You do. You can cast your minor illusion. I don't think you have to roll for that. That's one you can do.
So, also, just while you're looking that up, one of the spells in that book needed parts from an undead creature, right?
Correct.
So if we pull a part from one of them,
like a bone, yeah. one of the bones, or a skull. Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe a jawbone.
Yep, okay. That would definitely help. All right. So you can create a sound or image of an object within range that lasts for the duration. So you can create, like, a chair, muddy footprints, a small chest, sounds, really or minor. But yeah, you can't really transform yourself.
Fart. Because I thought, then I'd just be like, take off your head for me. Yeah. I am your master.
And then I can make that soup.
You make soup in it.
Yeah. It'd be a nice
and
bowl.
Then later, right, for candy.
You also yeah. know, this is maybe especially important, is that they are vulnerable to bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
So if you've got like a solid, you know, like yeah. blades are harder, they won't be as effective as if you can get a mace or a staff or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, a quarter staff.
Yeah, you can smash them pretty good with that.
I guess we're just going to have to fuck these guys up.
All right.
Oh, darn.
Doing it old school.
So, we're at, like, a protected point, right? Because they're coming towards
they're
us.
Coming
we're
towards
in, like,
you,
a
yeah.
little domicile.
Yeah.
But
if they were to get in, you guys would be kind of trapped because there's only one door.
Right.
We could always run out and fuck shit up. Which is more of a Hannah plan, but...
But... Yeah, I guess that would be a very Hannah thing to do. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. You gonna charge out there?
Yeah.
All right.
Charging out
she
with the quarter
out.
Staff.
Yeah, the quarter staff, okay.
Can we assume that she's Nailed told it. Us by now? And we're all like, what the fuck are you guys doing out the window?
Before I run out the door, I swear, stuff some more pages into my purse that we've
say,
discussed.
Build, what is it? Bilford
Baggins?
Bilford Baggins.
Boggins
or Baggins, I don't
remember. Cock Goblins. All
right. Bilford Boggin. One, no S, right?
There's just one of them.
Bilford Boggin.
Just one Bilford.
She says Bilford Boggin.
Okay,
fucking skeletons.
Several Bilfords. And all their Boggins.
Do I not have any modifiers for...
You do have a plus. It's in sort of the center of your character sheet is your weapons.
Plus two. Oh, okay. I gotcha. So I got 18.
18 is you hit it. Roll damage. I believe it does either
1d8. Okay. Do I not have an 8? I don't have an
you
8.
You may not. There's definitely some in there. I see a orange one right there.
Yeah.
Pointy orange one. Yep.
Oh, right. I do.
Okay, you found one.
Okay.
That's right. You're playing your own dice.
That I pulled out of my purse? 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. That does not smash it quite, but it does. You smash into it and break several of its ribs off, and it looks pretty bad off.
Okay.
Quick point of order.
Oh, wait. That was just... Sorry. Oh, no, bludgeoning attack. You smash through it.
Okay.
Because I forgot the bludgeoning thing. So, yeah, you smash right through it, and it falls to the ground destroyed.
So, had that been, like, my sword or something, it
would not have killed it. Yeah. Yeah. Point of order?
Yep. Question.
Yep.
Passive wisdom? How do I use that again? Because perception is in the parenthetical.
I will use that if I have to make a perception roll without you guys knowing about it. Like, if I'm like, does anybody see this? And I happen to know, I think somebody's got a 13.
I
remember
have
who
12.
It is. D. So D has the highest notice. So if someone notices something, it'll probably be D.
Okay.
Unless you guys are off on your own. So I sort of that's sort of for me to know when you're if you're not even specifically looking for anything.
If I'd be like,
I see that.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see. Yeah. I can see. Okay.
All right. It is the skeletons' go. Okay. And they are going to attack Hannah.
Of course they are.
Yep. Hannah, what is your armor class?
12.
Okay. Let's see.
What do I do with my pencil?
Let's see. They are attacking. The dog took the pencil.
He's like, I know.
That's one miss. That's one hit.
Bart.
That
you
is a
guys.
Hit. That's a miss.
Get your bitch tits out
miss.
Here.
That's a hit.
I'm bringing both of mine.
You know, I don't like it when you call them bitch tits.
Well, like it or don't like it, get them out here.
That's right, ladies. Titties out. You heard.
And because
okay.
it's a podcast,
Hannah,
they don't know
you take
it,
10 points of damage from 4 hits from skeleton.
I could just be jiggling away back. Over here.
It is warm.
Are you at 1 hit point?
I'm one right. hit point.
Yeah. Hannah just and Betty's the only one who could see it, so she could see just these skeletons moved in on her and slashed. And she was doing her best; she was blocking some of the staff, but several of them got through her defenses, and she is bleeding from several wounds.
Guys, Hannah's getting fucked up, y'all.
Violet, it's your go.
Okay, cool. What do I want to use? I mean, I don't have anything that's not...
Slicey?
Everything you have is bladed.
Long sword, great sword, which, by the way, is a really great sword.
It's a great sword.
It's a great sword.
Battle axe, hand axes.
You probably just want to go with your battle axe and
long
sword. Yeah, just because that way you're at least getting 2 hits.
16 plus 6.
That is a hit.
That is a hit.
Okay. And we'll do, roll damage first.
This one? Yeah. No?
That's a D10. D10. Yeah.
8.
D8. Yes, that's it.
Cool. They're all pointy. Right. 8 plus 4, so 12.
12 points. That destroys one of the skeletons.
Yeah, fuck that fool.
All right. And then you swing another one.
Swing another one. That's 9 plus 6, so that's 15.
That's definitely a hit.
You. 2 plus 4, that's 6.
Okay, that one is not destroyed.
Just weaned him a little.
Yeah, they just chopped into one of his bones.
Get that bone. Get that bone, girl.
Why are you guys laughing?
Different podcast.
Why are you
different
laughing?
Podcast. That's my podcast.
Yeah, which one of us is a sicko? I just wanted it for spells.
D.
So at this point in time, I guess I could heal Hannah with my second cure wounds of the day, right? Because I can do it twice in one day.
And then you're going to be all mad at me, like, Jesus.
Wilford Boggins.
Wilford Boggins quit fucking hit my skeleton.
Yeah, actually, you can also cast it as a first level spell.
She's just like, God.
It's just
bitch.
A little less healing. So you can do it 4 more times as that. I think you get 4 first level spells.
Right, right. So, I do have 4.
So you can cast it at first level if you want to.
Okay, maybe we try that. First level.
Okay, yep. So you run up to her and cast a cure spell on her.
Okay, and so I roll for that?
Yep, just roll 1d8 plus 5. Oh, sorry, you don't have to roll a hit. Sorry. Just the healing.
D8.
Which is
the double pyramid.
Yeah, you don't actually have to target her.
There's so many dice in front of us.
So I have 7 plus a 5 spell attack. So
12. Yep. So 12 Magic. Healing, 12 hit points. She's back up from bloodied. She's still a little wounded. She's probably got a couple
like
of bleeding wounds.
She's more pissed than wounded.
She's definitely more pissed than wounded.
So we won. Angry, pissed, hurt, Hannah.
All right.
Yeah, so that's skeleton medical.
Betty.
Yeah.
Your go.
Okay.
Let's see. So that one guy. So I have a short sword, a short bow, and a dagger, and these aren't likely to do much to a skeleton, right?
No, they'll do some damage, but it's going to hurt it less.
Can she aim at the one that I already damaged?
Yeah, you could do that. You could also maybe grab one of the destroyed bones and start swinging it like a club.
I want to grab one of the destroyed skeletons and begin swinging around his leg bone like a club.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would like to do.
All right. So you do that you can use it basically just like your short sword damage. It's basically just like a short sword, but it's bludgeoning instead.
Sparkle 20. 11 plus 5. We're going 16.
16 is a hit.
All right. Ow!
Are you hitting the one that was damaged or are you hitting another one?
I'd go
hit
for the
a
damage.
New one.
Oh, yeah?
A
new one? Okay, new one.
Okay, roll damage. It's the same as your short sword, so. Yeah.
All right, let's just see here. Okay, that's a 6, 3, 9?
Okay, that destroys the skeleton.
Woo!
So there are... Yeah, because it's bludgeoning. So you just smash through it. Yep.
Hail Satan.
There's something very Betty about using your opponent to beat another opponent with.
Yeah!
So you've got 6 skeletons left, one of which has some axe marks on it. And it is Hannah's turn.
Okay. More quarterstaff bludgeonings.
Okay.
How many are
there
alive?
There are 6 left alive.
Fuck, 6 of them?
6, one's damaged.
But you could attack and then withdraw, so that you're not the... Actually, no, you don't want to do that, because then they could attack you on the way out.
Yeah.
You can move back, and then use a blasty spell, if you want to.
Yeah, no.
You can also use your shock and grasp, because if you kill him with shock and grasp, you'll get your reaping hit points back.
Stick with it.
Okay. How much damage does shock and grasp do if it's just a cantrip?
Yep, but I think it does like 1d8.
Shit.
Yeah, one of the things about D&D 5th edition is that you always have something as a wizard. It's kind of like 4th edition where you've always got one thing that does damage.
Right.
So they've given the cantrips a little more bite. So shock and grasp... it's a touch attack. You'll do a melee spell attack against the target, and on a hit they take 1d8 lightning damage, and they can't take reactions until the start of the next turn, which means if there was only one of them and you blasted it, it couldn't attack you as you ran away.
Okay.
But yeah, if you want to blast one with lightning.
Are they all swarmed around her?
Yeah, they're kind of swarmed around her.
They'll
probably spread out a bit now that you guys are also attacking.
Now that I fucked one up.
Yeah.
Betty fucked one up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep hitting them. I think like Hannah would just keep wailing with
I feel like that's about right. Yeah.
She's so raged out right now. She just wants to go read that book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, fuck off. I'm trying to learn new ways to, wreak my demon vengeance on the world.
Yes.
So, all right. We have a 19.
19's definitely a hit.
Nice. And then we're going to do some damage here.
Yep.
6 damage.
Okay, but it is bludgeoning damage, so that takes down a skeleton.
Nice.
Bam.
So you smash another one's head off. You are down to 6, but one of them is damaged.
Can she put one of those bones in her purse?
I'm sure she could.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I'll wait till they finish.
So you can pick a good one.
The skeletons get to go.
Bone.
There are 6 of them. Are you guys you guys are all riding close, right?
Yeah, we have to be near enough to
attack. So let's see. We're going to do one attack on each of you. Hannah gets hit. D's armor class.
16.
Is a miss.
Where is that?
And
she's a 14.
Betty is a 14. That's a hit.
Damn.
And Violet.
16.
That's a miss. Damn. And then we're going to do another one on Violet.
Yeah.
And that's a hit.
Nice.
And another one on Betty. And that's a hit. All right. So.
So minus 2.
So you got 2 hits. So Violet takes 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And Betty takes 12 points of damage.
Interesting.
Yeah. Did you get missed or hit?
I got missed.
Okay. And Hannah got hit?
Hit.
Hannah takes 5 points of damage.
Okay.
All right. So there was a bad round. There was some sticking of swords going on there.
There was.
Yeah. All right. So, Violet, your go.
Oh, right. Longsword battle axe. Woo!
Okay. Are you hitting the damage one?
That was cool. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. I got a 19 plus 6, so
that's a
probably
hit
him right in the mouth.
where are we going? Which was a mistake. He likes that.
6 plus 4, so that's 10.
Okay. Cool. 10 will destroy it.
Yeah.
All right, that's 5 skeletons down. Next.
Mm-hmm. 7 plus 6.
13?
13.
That is exactly what you need to hit a skeleton.
Yeah, you damn right it is. With 7 plus 4 damage, it's 11.
11 points. Okay, he is not destroyed, but he is... You chop him, sort of, the spinal cord is just hanging on just barely on that one.
Ew.
And he's sort of leaning over a little bit.
Yeah, just grab his spinal cord and then shake him a little bit. Still his other bits fall.
That's the stuff that makes the good soup.
Nice.
Yeah, I want that spinal column.
You gotta suck out those, marrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At this point in time, would it be advantageous for me to use my other second level heals all spell so everybody gets healed? Or?
Probably a good idea, yeah. Mm-hmm. What is that, the prayer healing?
Prayer healing, yeah.
All right. This is a new one on me, too, so I'm gonna look this up. Prayer of Healing works in 6 characters.
I'm still doing pretty good, but
6 creatures of your choice that you can see within range. Each regain hit points equal to 2d8 plus your spell casting ability modifier.
So I get to select. It's not like 3 other skeletons.
Right,
like,
no, you get, yeah.
Skeletons are like, thanks. Some of them get a little bit of flesh on them. You're like,
Okay, so I'm going to roll, and then I will get the plus 5 spell attack right on that as well. So
you don't have to roll to attack, just the healing.
Oh, really?
Yep,
oh,
no.
Okay.
So just roll 2d, just roll 2d8 plus 5, and you will heal that to all 3 of your companions.
Okay, thank you.
You just have to roll once, and they all get it back. So.
Okay, so I have 7 plus 5 is...
12.
12 plus 5 17. Is 17.
Okay, so everybody gets 17 hit points back, which puts you back up to full if you can't go beyond full, but...
Yeah, I can't, carry a little heart in my pocket.
A little extra heart now.
Yeah, it's dangerous to go alone.
I'm going to be like Pluto.
I was going to write the number that I have, even though it just brings me back to max, I was going to rewrite.
All right, so is everybody back to full hit points?
Yeah! All
right. So, so Dee unleashes a prayer of healing, and everybody feels great.
I feel amazing.
And Betty, it's your go.
Betty might have been not.
Oh, that's me! So. I was feeling so good, I lost track of it being my turn. Okay, are there skeletons left?
There are 5 skeletons.
Okay,
left.
I want to swing at one of those skeletons with a bone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same bone, or she's picking up new ones as she goes.
Oh, I'm using lots of them.
Okay, she just drops it, picks it up. It's like a drum solo.
It is. It really is.
Nice.
Do you want to go after one that's already damaged, or you want to go after a new one?
Well, because it's bludgeon, she should probably go
fresh
for
one?
A new one because she can.
So Violet is calling that out, Betty, hit the fresh ones.
Yeah.
I'm going to go after the fresh ones.
Okay, so I rolled a 5, and I get a plus that, so I have 10.
10 is a miss. All right.
Yeah.
You swing, but you hit it sort of the scraps of armor that's gotten. It just rebounds off of it. It gives you sort of a nice cymbal kind of sound, which really works for the drum solo, but doesn't so much take out a skeleton.
Which is great, because I just did a skeleton pun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hannah, there's your go.
Okay. More of the quarterstaff legend.
Okay. Yep. That does not, that's not a face of someone who ever rolled a good roll.
No, it was an 8.
Okay, 8 total.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a miss.
That's a miss.
Yeah, it's an, again, it's sort of a hits. It raises its little feeble hand with a shield and blocks your quarterstaff.
Stupid feeble hands.
And then there are 5 of them left, so they're one of them's going to attack each of you. Let's see. That is a hit on Hannah. That is a miss on D. It's a miss on Betty.
Woo!
It's a miss on Violet, and the other one's going to attack Violet again and miss. Okay.
Do it. All of them attack me. Let's
Hannah, I don't know what it is. You get hit again for 6 points.
You should just get on some donor lists now, bro.
Violet, it's your go.
Longsword battle, actually.
Are you going on the damage one first, or?
Yeah, let's do the damage one.
All right.
5 plus 6, so 11.
That is a miss.
That's okay.
Okay. That's a hit, yeah. And you destroy it without having to roll. It only hit 2 points left.
So. Oh, okay, cool, yeah.
So that one's smashed. You smashed through the rest. You cut through the rest
of
the spine.
I like to think I just shouldered him like that. Can I grab his spine?
You just grabbed
and
his,
then I
shook him? Yeah, you shook him until he fell apart. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, so there are 4 skeletons left, and D, it is your turn.
So just out of curiosity, I have this channel divinity called Turn Undead. Does that turn me undead, or
no.
turn things undead?
It makes undead run away. It is a handy thing, however, with only 4 left, and
it's
once
not
per
really
day. Yeah, I don't know if I do it right now.
I was just curious. I might have used it last time if I had to heal everybody.
Yeah.
I'm fucked up. So, I
like passive aggressive D. I might have been able to handle this if you guys hadn't gotten so fucked up.
I know.
If I didn't have to carry the team. Damn. Gosh.
So, I have a attack called Guiding Bolt, so I might want to try to use that.
Sure. All right. So you sort of want to step away from the skeletons because you're in the midst of them.
Yeah. Prudently step away from the skeletons.
Right. Okay.
To shoot from a distance.
Yep. Guiding Bolt is one of your first level spells, so if you just burn... I think you're down to 2 after that because you've burned 1 cure and 1 Guiding Light now, right? Guiding Bolt, rather.
Yeah, but the
1 cure is second level, so both your second level are gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And now this will be 2 of your 4 first level.
Right.
So you guys will want to rest maybe after this if you can.
Yes.
All right.
So I got 12 plus my 5 spell attack.
So that's a 17. That is a hit. Okay, on a hit, the target takes 4d6 radiant damage.
What?
Wow.
Oh, so it blows
back. Roll 4 dice against it. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So is that like if she makes him explode, his bits will just...
Like, yeah. Everybody. So it's
shrapnel against all the other guys.
No, radiant is like holy light.
So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
All right. You send a flash of holy light out at this at the skeleton, and it sort of just disintegrates under that light.
Nice.
So that's another skeleton down.
Just
bam.
So are you down to 4?
You were down to 4.
Nice.
Wait,
fucking him up.
No, we killed she killed the shaky one.
Yeah.
She did the next one.
I treated him like a shaky.
There were 5 before that.
Like a Polaroid fucking picture.
Yeah. So that should be 3
like
left.
Like a salt shaker,
right?
Yeah. No, there's 4. I've been keeping track.
Okay.
There's 4 left.
I believe you.
Betty.
Put a skeleton together.
Yeah.
Just by like...
It's your turn.
Are there still skeletons?
There are still 4 skeletons.
Rude skeletons.
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
They might be polite.
Like, dark and evil was alleged.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it was only the imp that I directly witnessed the
exactly,
evil. I mean,
yes.
These could just be some dwarves.
I mean, they have stabbed the shit out of Hannah.
She did sort of run out there, like,
ready to self-defense.
Yeah.
So it's okay for them to hear what I'm saying?
To be fair, I mean, I love my girl, but I've seen her start shit. Like, I mean, I'm not saying you did in this case, but I have seen.
Okay.
All right. I want to smack another one in the face with maybe the leftover of one of his brethren.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so I pick up.
You grab a jawbone to use a skull as a big club.
Exactly. Yeah. They went to skeleton school together, so it was a real dick move.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, well, that serves me right. I have a 9.
All right. Yeah, as you're swinging, the jawbone comes loose and the skull goes flying against the wall.
When it lands on the floor, is it like those little chattering teeth?
Yes. I'm not as mad anymore.
You got an army of darkness in
there. Hannah, it's your turn.
Okay.
4 skeletons left.
Okay.
Oh, you could totally take one of them out.
Succeed where I failed.
Yep. That is going to be a 14.
That is a hit.
And why can I not find it? Here it is. Okay. Well, it's only 4 points of damage, though.
Okay, but it is bludgeoning. It doesn't take it out, though.
Okay.
You smack into it, and its chest sort of caves in, but then it's still coming at you.
Okay.
All right. There are four skeletons left. That means one attack for everybody.
Yay.
That's a miss on Hannah.
For once.
That is a miss on D. That is a miss on Betty.
Yes.
And that is a miss. Yeah, four misses.
There, I'm panicking.
Yep.
Like, holy shit.
But I think you guys are all defending, so like you're using your shields and your armor and your swords to block stuff. So
like the four crappiest skeletons.
Did you
left.
See Bill? They turned him into a little chatter teeth thing.
Violet, it is your go.
Man, that was a miss. That was a dick move.
Oh, man. 1 plus 6. That's 7.
That's a miss. That's are you attacking the damage one or the...
Yeah, I'll attack a damage one. It don't matter, man.
The one that Hannah hit.
14 plus 6, that's a 20.
That's a hit.
That's battling.
That's battling.
2 plus 4, that's a 6.
6, it Better is not quite down. Battling.
Even the damage one?
Even the damage one.
Oh, man, I suck.
Do you want to use your action surge?
Because we're probably going to take a rest. Yeah,
but it's once per day.
Per
so
day,
like,
so that
like,
doesn't matter.
It's per adventure, basically.
Wow. So nah, like, okay. Nah, right. good. Okay. We got a bunch of chicks bludgeoning the fuck out of people, so we're good.
D.
Sounds like my kind of party.
maybe I'll use my Sacred Flame cantrip.
Yeah. Sacred Flame. All right. I think that one requires me to make the save.
How many hope chests do you think have that engraved on?
The Sacred Flame.
All right, Sacred Flame is, they need to make a dexterity saving throw, which skeletons aren't real agile. Oh, they're surprisingly agile, but not this one. Okay, so roll 1d8 radiant damage.
2. All
right, you have damaged one of the skeletons, but it is not destroyed.
Okay.
So there are now 4 skeletons, 2 of which are damaged.
Should have saved your sacred light for marriage.
Betty, it is your go.
Oh, good. I just came for the jackassery. I forget every now that I should roll.
Literally the best thing I've heard all day.
That was amazing.
Okay, I'm going to post that. I'm going to post it on my Facebook.
Come on.
For those who couldn't see, she was blown on the dice.
I don't need to be the first. Damn. Ooh, 9.
9 plus or 9 total?
9 total.
Okay, yeah, that's a miss.
Man, I'm sorry, guys. Y'all have just been carrying me, and all I've done is make snide comments and rude comments.
So what you're saying is you're playing Betty perfectly.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't that mean she gets those special points for playing her character?
I'm tempted to give her an inspiration just for the Sacred Flame. In fact, I will.
Yeah.
You have an inspiration now.
Yeah.
If you want, you can spend it immediately and roll another d20 on that roll at that attack. But you also might save it.
I'll save it.
Okay, so there's a place up above your... something.
Inspiration.
Yeah, inspiration. You have one inspiration. All right.
I got jokes and jokes and jokes.
Okay, more bludgeoning. Wait, do I have any kind of... Do I have any, like, area effect spells? Is any of this, like, area?
I don't
like,
think
area?
You do. I think all your stuff is sort of blasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You do have one cantrip, by the way. I forgot to mention that you can add, like, temporary hit points to yourself. Like, it's the something of life or fake...
Oh, yeah, this false life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
False life, I think, gives you an extra d4, like, fake hit points on top of your...
That's a level 1. It's not a cantrip.
Oh, it's not a cantrip.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, more melee, then.
Yep.
More melee all the time.
Nice.
That is a 17.
Like
it.
That
is a hit.
That is legal in Texas.
Let's try this. Let's try this.
You should just keep passing inspiration points to her.
7. All right. 7 points. That will destroy a skeleton.
Right.
There is 1 undamaged and 2 damaged skeletons left, and they are going to attack. One of them is going to attack Hannah, because she keeps smashing the shit out of them.
They don't like her.
Yeah, you're doing all the work. I feel bad.
That is a hit, so you take 4 points.
Damn.
One of them is going to attack Violet, because she keeps whacking them, and that is a hit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So why are they bad? Am I right? High five, bro. High five.
It's a skeleton. Yeah, it doesn't. You can't do that. There's a skeleton.
I am totally going to make a fuck wand out of one of those bones. This is over.
All right, you can have inspiration points for that.
Hail Satan.
So you take 4 points.
Four whole points.
And then the other one misses you.
They went twice for me?
Yeah, because you've been fucking them up.
That's true.
Violet.
It's not like you imply they don't have dicks. That was him.
I didn't imply. They don't have dicks. They're skeletons.
They could have been lady skeletons.
That's true.
We didn't bother to measure their
There's so much assumption going on here.
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
Well, they might still have ghost ovs. You know how, like, sometimes if someone loses, like, a limb, they get ghost ovs?
Did you say ghost ovs? Nice. I cannot post every single thing. 12 plus 6 is 18.
That's a hit. You're one of the damaged ones, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 7 plus 4.
That one's down.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
All right.
Fuck that one.
There is one damaged skeleton left.
And it's board focus.
1 plus 6, I missed.
That's a miss. Definitely. All right. D.
Well, I haven't done any melee, so I might want to try my scimitar just to check it out.
Sure, all right. Yeah, so she draws her scimitar and moves in on the last skeleton.
Hit it, girl. It's cool, because even if you
miss... Oh, 17 plus 4 is
that's definitely
way
a hit.
Enough.
Yeah. All right, roll damage.
Okay. 5.
Plus, we give a plus on that.
Oh, plus...
D8 plus 2, right?
Sorry, it's in the center.
What is she adding?
Oh, yeah, plus...
4.
Plus 4 my attack bonus.
So yeah. 1d8 plus 4? So,
If you hit, it's plus 2.
Okay. So, 7 points?
Yeah.
Does not quite finish it off.
Damn.
But you did a solid chopping. And, Betty, it is your turn.
Okay.
We get a hit on that guy? Is he down?
Oh, yeah. One hit is going
to
take him.
Okay. This is Betty's time to shine. Uh-huh. I'm feeling good about this.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to roll to hit that bitch.
I feel like the setup...
Tonight.
There's
Come
a
on.
Lot of setup for this.
Come on. New pair of shoes. 13.
That's a hit.
Woo! Oh, plus 5.
Yeah.
17.
You got it.
I'm 18.
Nice.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll damage. I'm pretty sure you'd kill it.
3 plus 3 is 6.
Yep. All right. Betty finally gets in with that bone and smashes
it.
Yes. All right. You have defeated the skeletons.
Obviously.
And, yeah, you guys are going to pick up, I guess Hannah's going to pick up a bone, put it in the purse, so...
And do whatever she wants.
Whatever she wants.
She's a grown woman.
Pick one.
Yeah, all right. So do you need two, one for the spell component?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Or I could just, like, stir the spell component with my new fuck wand and then shave it for later.
That's fair, yeah.
Can I take some, too? Are we going to rest soon?
Yes, you're going to rest soon.
Oh, I'm making bean soup. I also pick up bones.
All right. Okay. So Betty's running around picking up bones,
obviously.
Probably based on sort of their aesthetic qualities.
Their aesthetic qualities, and then also how much marrow is in the center.
Oh, so actual practical.
Oh, yeah. A little column A, a little column B.
So does Betty's soup contain, like, candy? Is there candy that goes in the soup?
Oh, my God, candy soup. Pad Thai's got peanut butter in it. I mean,
I don't see how this could ever backfire.
All right.
We're not going to know until we try it.
So there are cook fires and stuff. I mean, there's none going, but there are, like, some hearths and stuff. Do you want to make some soup right now?
Yeah, I would love to.
All right.
Is back in the house, are there any, like, herbs hanging around?
Yeah, there's some herbs.
How many
yeah.
leaves on said herb?
Let's see. I'm going to roll a dice. There are 3 herbs. You can. So
one goes in the soup. The other goes in these papers. Not the important ones.
You are making your soup. What is everybody else doing?
I'm probably doing a lot of grimacing.
Yeah.
Right? Just like, I think, guys, that what do you think we, like, track down these spell components and seal up this necromantic riff? Not a riff. Not like the undead are breaking it down. Like a rift.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
And
that would
then,
be cool. And metal, dude.
Maybe we can, do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Because it's destroying...
So are we considering this a rest day where we're just doing, like, little errands?
Well, you don't get a full day. You get a short rest, which means everybody's full hit points, right?
No,
I've got a little bit of damage.
So what you can do is you can take one of your, you can heal yourself a little bit mm-hmm. by rolling your hit dice, which is going to be...
Oh, that's new.
This is sort of like healing surges in 4th edition.
Yeah.
So basically you add your constitution modifier and you roll your constitution modifier.
Oh, got it, yeah.
You just made that up.
Yeah.
Constitution isn't even a word, Randy.
What? All right. So, Amanda, you would roll a D10 and add 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
One of these is totally a D10.
And Hannah, if she wanted to do that, would use her Constitution modifier. And she's a wizard, so her hit dice is a... Something I'm looking in this book.
I think that's an 8. I think
she's a D6, so she'd roll a D6.
That's a 12.
Oh, JK.
It's the one that looks like a top, but it's got a
wing. Oh, yeah. This one.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you get
that's an eight.
You get sort of a certain amount of healing surges from everyone gets them. The fighter also gets to do one of those during a fight.
Gotcha. Thanks, dude.
So.
Yeah.
Who all is down hit points? I guess is everybody down?
But I didn't heal all. Did I not heal myself?
Were you damaged at that point?
Yeah, I had done four.
Oh, then yeah, you should heal yourself too.
It was +17.
Yeah.
So you're totally healed up. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that damage came after the healing spell.
I don't believe it did.
Okay. I feel like it was pretty early on.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I'm a jerk. Tell me again which dice is my healing
D6.
Dice.
D6.
Oh. And mine was D10 +3, you said?
Yep.
So I just hit max if I...
Okay, yeah, you can't go over.
7 +3, and I'm only down.
And Hannah,
four, you
do get to add your constitution modifier to that.
Okay.
So, whatever, your D6 plus whatever that is.
It's only one.
Okay.
But, whatever.
Okay. But you can do more than one. You get a number equal to your hit dice, I believe. So you get 6.
Oh.
Or maybe that's not right, but that's what we're going with for now.
Okay. So you can't just roll your thing up to 6 times.
Yeah. And you basically get that until you get a full day of rest, and then you get all those back.
Right.
So they're like healing surges, basically.
Right, right.
Okay. All right. So everybody can take some rest. And I believe, Hannah, you have an ability that lets you regain some spells on a short rest, too. You get 2 levels of spell back.
Okay.
So you can take a level... You can get a level 2 spell slot back, or you can get 2 level 1s, whichever you want to do.
Okay.
Narrative question.
Yes?
I like helping people.
Sure.
For the sake of helping people, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And I really think that sealing up this rift is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we should do it. But, how did we get here? And anyone paying us for this?
No one is paying you for this. You actually were looking for some treasure under. You were like exploring a dungeon, and then the purple worm came and fucked up everything.
Here we are in the plot.
I have a feeling we could get some
side jobs,
some knowledge.
Yep. So, Dee, unfortunately, I believe until you guys take a long rest, I think you are stuck with the spells you have.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys will have to be a little sparing with your magic for a bit.
Right.
Yeah, because preparing a spell, you can change them. You cast them when you.
Except for cantrips, right? So I can do that.
Cantrips you can always do. Yeah, yeah. All right. So you guys are hanging out, you know, resting.
Eating soup.
She's making a soup.
Yeah.
And you guys are eating the soup. It's pretty good.
Thanks.
It's very delicious.
I mean, I'm more of a hobbyist and a professional, but I'm working on it a little every day.
There's definitely candy floating in it.
Well, I mean, that's what I expected.
When you finish eating your soup, you look up and realize that you are not alone in this village anymore.
Uh-oh.
In fact, there seem to be about 20 Dwargar who have showed up.
Are they also hungry?
Shit.
They might be, but that doesn't seem to be their first concern.
Shit.
Are they party dwarves?
Are they mad I raided their stash?
Well, the one of them stands up and says, in common, he says, what in all the realms are you doing here?
And Betty says, eating soup.
And they look at Hannah, and they, are you an ally of Grathix?
Wait, Grathix.
That's the Necromancer's book. Yeah.
I'm an ally to myself. Okay? But, I don't know, Grathix books are kind of cool. Who are you?
This is our village.
Yeah, and we just got rid of all of your fucking monsters, so you're welcome.
Those weren't your house pets, were they? They attacked us.
What are you talking about?
So,
maybe you point to all of the skeleton bones littering
and monsters.
They didn't come across the green guy? Didn't he run that way?
One of the other guys comes up and says something in Dwarvish to him. Who speaks Dwarvish?
I do.
Okay, so Dee and Violet both understand. He's saying, even if they're not with Grathix, we can't trust them. We need to do something about this.
Yeah.
And
I think we can all assume that at this point.
He says, all right, well, No matter what you've done here, you've also broken into homes. I can tell that you, Smidgen, stole things.
That's probably true.
Here's the deal. If I still have them, it was more like borrowing, which means I can return them.
We must have a trial. And Violet, Violet, you this sort of cast, we flash back to Violet's youth.
Yeah.
And she remembers that with dwarves, you could always ask for a trial by drinking game.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Well.
Amazing.
As is ancient tradition of us dwarf folk. I feel like it would be best if we do a trial by drinking.
You guys are so fun!
Alright, four of the dwarves step forward, and another one says, go hit the ale stores. And
I looked for those!
they go into one of the rooms. They don't let Betty follow, unfortunately. But they come back out with several barrels of dwarven ale.
Okay, well, I'm more of a wine person than dwarven ale.
You're a dwarf!
Right, okay, first of all, stereotype. Just because I'm a dwarf.
Hashtag not all dwarves.
Hashtag not all dwarves. Okay.
Alright, and then they produce 8 mugs. And they
it comes in mugs?
They put one
Are
down.
Are we going to roll to drink?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring me something to drink. What a shitty game.
They put one down in front of each of you, and then they put one down in front of each of the dwarves. And the way this works is that you will bid a difficulty based on how much you're going to drink and how fast.
Okay.
The difficulty ranges from 10 to 20, and it's a constitution save.
Wow.
So you look at your constitution save, and if you're a dwarf, you get to roll twice with advantage because of your dwarven... Yeah.
That's me.
That's the good news. The bad news is all of them are dwarves.
That's true.
So the constitution, so I have a 10 and then a 0 in the little circle underneath.
Yep, it's the 0.
So here's the deal, though. Yeah. I don't want to tell people how to do their trials,
yeah.
but I think it should be amount and speed of alcohol consumed relative to size.
To body weight.
Yeah, to body weight.
All right, yeah.
You're still pretty small.
Yeah, you're...
Dwarfs aren't exactly the largest of...
Body mass. I said body mass.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Gotcha. I'm with you on it.
Did the dwarves... All right,
give me... Do you have persuasion?
I do.
Make a persuasion roll for me.
Oh, nice.
11.
Plus
my persuasion. Where is it? Plus 17.
Okay. There's some discussion in Dwarvish. D and Violet understand they're all... There's several people who are very much against it, but a lot of them are like, well, she makes some good points.
I mean,
it's reasonable. And finally, the guy who asked you all the questions in the first place just stamps his foot and says, fine, the Smidgen can drink according to Smidgen rules.
Woo!
So you get a +2 on all your rolls.
Oh, Smidgen rules is under black lights only.
So let's go around the first round. These guys are just going to sort of slam their mug. I'm going to call it a DC 12 for their drinking.
Okay.
Or actually, so they're going to set it at 12. If you guys would like to bid higher, they'll have to drink that high to keep up with you.
Okay.
So does anyone else want to slam more drink than they are? Or do you want to stick with 12 to start?
They're going
to
drink 12.
They're going to drink DC 12, which is essentially like one big mug at sort of medium speed.
And I roll a D20 and I add 2.
You add 2, roll. Correct. And they will get to roll 2 dice on their rolls, as will Violet.
So if I bid them up, they have to go up.
They have to go up. Everybody else
has
to go
up as well.
Yep.
So I could screw other people if I bid higher.
Yep.
You could have just asked.
So is everyone just going to drink, or do you want to?
Yeah, okay.
First round, everybody roll. You need to add Constitution.
It's a D20.
Save. Yep. All right.
I'm going to roll again.
Oh.
They all started drowning. They inhaled their alcohol. I can roll twice.
Yeah,
right?
You can roll twice. Yeah.
I was drunk when we started this adventure.
Inspire.
All right. Did anyone make the 12?
I did.
I hit 20 plus 3. So.
Okay. And Hannah did not?
Three. Oh, am I supposed to be rolling a D?
D20.
Okay, yeah. I have 12.
Okay. One of the dwarves is also a little hammered by this. So everybody who failed the roll is at -1 on further rolls. Which means you've got a buzz on already. As does one of the dwarves.
-4.
round two, Violet, you can set the... Or Hannah, you can set the DC for this round.
Do you want to rein that from 12?
You could also drop that down to 10 if you want to take it a little slower. So, Hannah, what do you think?
But they get to roll twice. So I wouldn't strongly suggest rolling it. Although it would help our people, so.
I'm not usually the leader in this, but I'm real mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck you guys, and everybody's having beers. Nonsense. It's fucking fascism, man. Drink.
All right. DC.
12.
Which one are you setting?
Yeah.
12. Okay. Everybody roll a 12.
Okay.
20 plus 3.
21.
18.
All right.
So 18 plus my one constitution's 19, right?
Yep.
And minus one.
All right. The guy who was buzzed is completely drunk.
Yeah, figures.
And the other ones are all buzzed right
now. Does it mean that he's out, or does that just mean like...
Minus three is when you... you can quit at any point.
Right.
But at minus four, you're unconscious, and then you pretty much are done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't taking another drink.
So we've got two buzzed rat queens, three buzzed Dwargar, and one drunk Dwargar.
One more question?
Yep.
How buzzed do I have to be before I start taking my top off and getting grabby?
Well, you're she playing Betty, so you tell me.
I'm not buzzed at all yet, but warning.
I think that's fair.
So is she about over,
to take my top off and start getting grabby?
Is she over on top of one of the Dwargar, like sort of just curling up next? No, wait a minute. Is Betty bi or gay? She's gay, isn't
she's
she?
She's gay.
There's no,
she's never done anything with a guy.
That's right.
That
she's gay.
Book,
so.
Yeah.
So she's probably.
Is one of the dwarves guys?
All the dwarves are guys.
Oh, they are?
They're all guys. Remember, the satyrs took the women.
That's right.
You're not interested.
I'm just going to go home
But
play
you have
with
three very beautiful ladies with you.
Ladies.
That's true.
All right. I'm not nearly drunk enough.
All right.
I'm the perfect
So Dee will have you set this round. So.
I think we'll just go for 12 on this one, too.
Okay.
We're doing 12?
12. Yeah. All right.
Oh, no. Oh, 12.
Okay, I rolled twice, and one of them got a 12. So
okay.
19.
I did not make.
So. All right.
I'm looking better and better,
girl. Two more of the dwarves are drunk.
Hey, Lee.
So there are three drunk dwarves and one buzz dwarf.
Okay, is everybody
12.
Everybody made it? So Betty says 12?
No, I did not make it.
So you're at minus two. You are drunk.
Yeah, I didn't think Dee could handle her liquor. I don't
really know. Now, if you want, you're going to be at minus two until you get some chance to sleep this off on everything.
Yeah.
So you can drop out at this point if you want to, or you can keep going.
I'll do one more round.
Okay, all right.
Do one more round.
All right, one more
round.
That's my girl.
All right, so you have a minus two on your rolls.
Who's betting now?
So Betty just was like, one more.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's DC 12.
We're going 12, and her drink is on me. The already tipsy one. All
right. I hit 20.
Oh, I am.
10. Man. I take a minus one.
I'm still in this, like...
Yep.
Shit ain't phasing me. This is why I don't drink dwarven ale. Right. It's weak as fuck.
All the dwarves are now drunk.
Yeah.
All right. I'm also drunk.
Okay. You're also drunk.
Yeah. So if I was negative two on each roll and I rolled a one...
You're negative three. You are really, really drunk.
Right.
You are so close to passing out. Yeah. Do you want to keep drinking?
I think I need to stop.
Okay.
But all the dwarves are drunk, right?
Yeah. What?
So did
all the dwarves
trial?
Are drunk.
No.
No, they have to either drop out or pass out.
Oh.
So you guys are about, what, 4 months in?
Hey, so, I don't know how I came, I guess, in ownership of these.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little roguish. Is it possible that I have anything on me that I could sneak into their drinks that might... help.
You have, you can do some sleight of hand. That's actually one of the things a rogue can do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
Some nightshade.
I think, is there a...
Belladonna?
Is there a sleight of hand?
Whatever.
Is there a sleight of hand skill?
Yeah, it's a cunning action. Sleight of hand, disarm, trap, open lock, or use an object.
Okay. But her skill is a plus three of sleight of hand.
Okay.
And I
so
also
let's see.
Have acrobatics, ladies.
So sleight of hand... Yeah, you can, dexterity. So it's a dexterity check.
Okay.
And there's a sleight of hand. Is there a skill called sleight of hand,
yes.
maybe? So you use that skill. So, yep.
So if I roll, so if I have a three there.
So what you're rolling is against one of them perceiving you slipping something into their drink. They're all drunk, so they'll be at minus two on those checks.
Okay. And I'm at a minus one, right? Because
you're at a minus one because you're a little buzzed.
So what do I roll for the sleight of hand?
D20 plus two altogether, I guess, because
Of
the minus one, so. And they are rolling his perception.
I'm at 15.
Okay. He is at 15.
Ooh.
So Do you want to use your inspiration, or do you want to get caught?
What do you guys think?
I don't know. The trial's against you. I don't know if them catching you.
Not a good idea.
Okay, inspiration.
Okay.
Inspiration.
So spend your inspiration and roll again.
I got more jokes. Okay, 18.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, you managed to get away with it. You slip some knockout drops. Yes, nightshade into his drink, and I won't roll for that guy. That guy will be out.
Which, for the record, I don't like wasting.
He takes a sip.
Yeah, he's going to be out. Yeah.
Okay. That was supposed to be for me.
So you're a little mad about it. All right, so D has stopped drinking.
Okay.
And Violet, you get to set the DC.
Do you all want it a little higher? I'm going to go up to 13. Just one up higher. You guys doing bad?
I'm doing so good. I could.
I'm at 12. I'm not even drunk. I'm like, what?
Yeah, she's
stop
out.
Serving me water.
She's
guys.
Drunk and I'm tipsy.
Okay, so we'll stay at D12. Sound good?
Okay, all right.
Or 12, yeah.
Yep.
I'm at. All right. I'm at what?
19.
8.
I'm another minus 1.
Yep, 10.
All right. All the dwarves are doing okay, except for the one who just passed out. And they all start mocking him in Dwarvish.
No.
Lightweight, 6 mugs of ale, and you're out.
Anyway.
All right. It is their turn to set, and one of them, the leader, kind of comes in and says in Dwarven, "Stop messing around." So they're going to raise it up to 15.
Oh, sick.
All right.
Do we all have to go?
You all have to go. Unless you drop out of the contest.
And I am passed out.
I am now negative 3.
I didn't hit it. I am drunk. -1.
All right. One of the dwarves is drunk, and he waves off, and they all make fun of him even more so.
So there's 2 dwarves left.
There's 2 dwarves left.
I'm only at negative.
And
1.
Hannah's out. Is she
Hannah is
4?
Passed out.
Okay, Hannah's out.
I'm -3. Can I once again try to drug one of them?
Yeah. I'll let you get another sleight of hand.
Okay, sleight of hand.
Oh, shit.
All right. Yeah, he grabs your hand as you're putting it in the drink. What is the smidgen doing?
I was just trying to lean your beer over to you.
Give me a persuasion check.
You look thirsty.
Give me a persuasion check.
Thirsty.
And you're at -2.
10. What's my persuasion? Is 6.
So 14?
Oh. Okay. Yeah,
that's cool. Look, you were going to spill it. Woo! You were going to spill it.
Woo! All right, we're all like,
and it is Betty's
I'm like
turn.
I like that Beastie Boys song, I'm crafty.
It's Betty's turn to set the DC.
9.
Okay, 9. No, 10 is as large as you can go.
Okay,
so
we'll 10? 10.
Okay, all right.
Now I get to 20.
22.
All right. Another dwarf is drunk. He's staying in, though. He's not a quitter like Blarg.
Yeah, Blarg was
right.
Kind of a pussy.
Violet, you get to set the DC. And did you make it or did you fail it?
I made it.
Rolled
it.
Okay. I rolled a 20.
Oh, okay. So you're
obviously.
In.
Yeah. Let's go up to 11.
All right. 11 it is. Everybody roll. Okay.
15. 16.
17.
All right. That other dwarf passes out and the other one is drunk. There's one drunk dwarf.
Oh, actually, 16.
Okay. So, drunk Betty, drunk dwarf, and a perfectly fine Violet.
I'm a -3.
I'm buzzed.
Oh, you're buzzed?
Yeah.
Okay.
A -3
is drunk,
right?
Oh, you're really drunk.
Oh.
Really drunk.
She's like, I can't.
Are you staying in at -3?
I thought I had to.
No, D dropped out.
Oh, I'm done, y'all. Shit.
All right.
I didn't even know I could drop.
It's Buzz Violet versus...
At this point, it's just muscle memory.
Buzz Violet versus one drunk dwarf.
Yeah.
What's the...
Oh, he's staying in the DC. There's 2! And he grabs 2 mugs, and it's DC 20.
Okay.
He's going to drink both mugs at the same time.
What?
None of us are going to hit that.
There's only you left.
And he is passed out.
Yeah, because he's...
So all you gotta do is...
I had a -2.
Okay,
didn't hit that.
So you're drunk.
I'm drunk.
You're drunk, but you win.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Y'all win. Yeah.
You win.
So now that the trial's over, y'all know how to party. I mean, I feel like we're good people now. We're friends, right?
Yeah.
And now the drinking! All right, so you guys...
all the drunk people are like,
Yeah, so everybody else starts drinking now. And you all have a wild night. And everybody can restore up to full. Like, everybody gets all their spells back. Everybody gets all their hit points back. Everybody passes out. I'm not going to judge as to whether or not there's any Dwargar sex going on. I think, based on Rat Queen's history, that there probably is.
I'd like to say that I am staying true to Orc Dave.
Oh, right, Orc Dave. Yeah, it's true.
I'm reading out of things.
And Hannah's actually out.
Yeah,
so.
No, I passed out.
And Dee's holy.
Right, I went to wait. I went away to brood about all the healing.
She's also real awkward in social situations.
Want to like hang out with all the other drunk dwarves?
Actually, that's true. She's awkward in social situations, but she's super drunk. Yeah. She's married. That's right.
Yeah. She is.
But that's
and
sort
he's
of
hot
a weird.
Too. He's like magic hot.
Kind of cute. Well.
He's not really my type, obviously, but he's pretty hot for dude.
Add a thicker beard and some birds, and I'm in.
So. Betty probably spends the night hearing about all the how great all the women in the village were, and telling all the sob stories about the satyrs took their wives and their girlfriends.
My night was basically that song "Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat," except without the sleeping.
Nice,
yeah.
All right,
I partied like I lived my life.
So in the morning, everybody wakes up.
We're almost at an hour, though.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. Seems like a good time. Is it still recording?
I think so.
Okay. So you guys wake up, and the Dwargar leader comes to you guys and says, my name is Throck. I am the leader of this band, and you have proven yourself, you have not stolen anything by the will of the gods, according to our traditions. We choose to trust that you are not allies of the vile necromancer Grathix.
Fact.
So, how did you come to be here in our village making soup?
I know this is going to be, like really hard to believe, but I got chased here by a giant worm, and then there were some skeletons, but there were bones everywhere, so then I made some soup.
Succinct,
in that order.
Succinct, accurate.
Yeah.
Hear, when you mention the giant worm, they all sort of mutter amongst themselves. Slinky, rotten. So they know this worm.
So you know that guy! What a dick!
Everyone loves a slinky.
He destroyed the village 3 times before we got that ward put up. It's the only good thing Grithax ever did.
You guys saved us. We were being chased by that guy.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, dudes. Thanks.
I wonder, you seem like adventurers.
Accurate fact.
What gave it away?
I've been known to make some poor decisions. Yeah. What are you offering?
Well, the satyr stole all our women.
I'm double listening.
We wondered if maybe you could go and get them back for us.
Well, I love women and I hate rapists, so yeah, I'm in.
What we can't assume.
Oh,
well, we do have some more ale, and we do have some. We spirited most of the gold out of the village, but I'm sure we could pay.
That's what I'm talking about, ladies.
They promised us beer.
Yeah, but it was really weak beer.
All right. Beer for the smidgen, gold for us.
Aw.
Deal.
I deserve that. I deserve that.
All right, so they pack you guys up with some beer and some gold and point you to where the satyrs, they say that the satyr is like there's a glen underground that they've made with their magics, and they've stolen all the women away, and they need you to go and get them back because there's no one here to do the cooking and the cleaning.
Whoa. Well, now that you mention that,
it's cooking and cleaning dwarvish for kicking ass and taking names?
They mutter.
Let me tell you, no.
You know, I just like to give people the benefit of the doubt, but it did sound kind of dickish. Yeah,
but,
a little bit.
But none of us can cook or clean. We are men. We can fight and drink.
Well, hang on. Hang on there. Let's back up.
That's, you know.
But we're paying you.
Does this glen also happen to be the natural growing place of these herbs we need to collect for our spell to close the rift?
Yeah, let's consult our map.
Yeah.
Okay.
I consult the map.
It does actually happen to be that place.
Okay, so we're totally going to help you out. Probably, maybe, I don't know, but we're definitely going to go there, so...
Yeah. We're the... Personal conversation, guys, aside. Where are the gems at on this map that I'm
the
looking
gems.
At right now?
They are just past the Satyr Glen.
Okay.
So we'd have to go...
Going down
the
there anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to go there anyway, so let's say yes.
Their culture. What are we judging them for?
That would be my culture.
we'll offer to bring them back, right?
Right. Well, so we're not always true to our words, so we'll see how it goes when we get there. Yeah, prime directive.
Shit, and just, you know, if it happens, it happens. Mm-hmm.
All right, and that seems like a good enough time to stop our second session. And we will be back next week with the conclusion of the Rat Queen's adventures.
Stunning conclusion.
Stunning conclusion.